Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Let me turn the tunes down just a little bit. It's an exciting morning. We have some birthday girls.
Good morning.
Lady Luck and Space Queen are here. We celebrated a birthday a little bit earlier this month, and Space Queen's actual birthday is today.
Hi.
Today. Oh, wow. Wow, babies. They're just babies.
I know. We always hear we're babies.
Oh, you are babies. Well, babies, welcome to Weekday Wednesday. We've got some medicated brownies. We've got some beautiful hand-drawn pot leaves on over here. It's just
presents
awesome.
To open.
Presents
lots
to
of
open.
Good stuff.
Open it now.
Open it right now on
I
air.
I love owls, by the way. Thank you for the sticker
little
on
the
owls. While they're opening gifts, we'll let you know what Weekday Wednesday is all about. Sun Arizona's number one radio podcast. All things medical cannabis.
With your host.
With your host.
Bellstar and Cannabis Kids.
Look at that. Just too chivalrous. We announced each other's names at the same time. We will have interviews.
Strain reviews.
Doorbells.
Product reviews. News and information about everything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona.
World
at large.
Well, good morning. Switzerland, the Netherlands,
the world
out there, Minnesota, California, I know all the map.
Mexico.
Everybody's out there listening, good morning. If you want to do more than just listen, you can, the number to do so is 646-915-8421. Oh, look at the beautiful flowers coming in.
Also, you can send in messages or questions on thctucson@gmail.com.
Yeah, ask us some questions.
Or blog your questions.
We've got a great chat going right now. All right, we've got kids up already this morning. Good day.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We've got callers on. We're doing good. And what else we got here? Oh! Tumbleweed Health Center.
Yes.
What a cool place to come get
We're hanging out. We're hanging out in their little lounge area.
Yeah, little groovy little. This reminds me of like, remember when Bobby Gray's own room? We just had the beat, you know, remember?
That's so funny.
He kicked his dad, Mr. Arkansas, right out of that room. Get out, man. He came from the attic to his own. So anyway, thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center, for hosting the show of the morning with certification. You'll find classes, lectures, demonstrations, teaching and all things educational related to medical cannabis. Take coupon. If you guys see an ad out there that has a better deal than what Tumble offers, I know you can't even find one. But if you do, bring it here. We'll match it. We'll beat it. We'll give you a hug. Come on. Come on now.
A hug's worth even more.
We dare ya. We dare ya. I know.
I'll give hugs.
I know. Such a sentimental, sappy little place, isn't it?
Check out TumbleweedHealthCenter.com on your www.TumbleweedHealthCenter.com.
Also, don't forget about the page, www.Facebook.com/TumbleweedHealthCenter.
Yeah, Space Queen's on that thing like a maniac, updating and letting us know what is going on in the world. Cannabis Kids, what is happening this week? What is this week?
This week is...
Fine.
Well,
on our World Wide Web.
Well, the World Wide Web, it's actually... it doesn't start yet. It's not... Cannabis Week will be coming up from April 17th to... April 17th to April 22nd.
All right.
In Colorado, they've declared it Cannabis Week in Colorado.
Wow.
It's one of our legalized states.
And then
road trip.
Because the following week
is Willie Nelson's birthday and the 100
planting of hemp.
Yeah.
They're planting on April 30th. Yep. This week could be out there.
April is a big month for
April 30th.
Big month for cannabis and hemp.
Yeah, it's a huge it's just lifetime event for this. This is just remarkable.
With hemp crops, that the cost of hemp seeds would get worse. I love hemp seeds. They are pricey.
They are pricey.
Depends on how long we're going to grow and how much we can, and it will. Probably drive the price of things down once the
crop. Something that you'll be able to get in bulk.
Yes.
Seriously. Like at Sprouts or something like that.
Oh,
because those little bags of hemp seeds are very
expensive. They're like $5 a piece.
I saw them for like, it was like $8 for a bigger bag.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, they only go for, they don't go far.
Yeah.
And I love them and everything.
But maybe they do in our bodies. Go a lot farther. Maybe
then,
we need just a little bit.
They really
go a long way. Then mom would say that. A little goes a long way.
They really help.
Except for sugar, right, Mom? Sugar on those strawberries. Dip them in there. All right. Well, National Cannabis Week, we'll call it National Cannabis Lifetime.
Well, National Cannabis Month, I think it should be. I think April's just kind of a good month
for that. It is. We were so severely educated last year at Patients at a Time.
Oh,
I think my
definitely.
Brain is, I still have a headache from that weekend.
Oh, that. All that information.
Still learning
that
from
we
that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you come to Tumbleweed Health Center, they've got a great, it's a book that they got at the event itself called The Endocannabinoid System. And nurses and doctors actually got their credits. They actually received medical credit for attending that event. It was that deep. They're what? ECUs? Yeah.
Continuing education credit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they got their smarts on there. And they're going to be held in Denver. 2014 will be held in Denver. So, serious road trip for that one. Yeah. Serious. Oh, my God. By next year, it'll be interesting to see how many states have legalized.
Yeah, well,
very interesting. I don't know. I think we're getting closer. My bet, 5-10 years
before Arizona,
before the states across the board have a program.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah.
You think
things
three?
Are moving fast?
Our nurse Mary D thinks three. We got a 3-year program going on here. I think that secretly the government is watching everything going on and writing their own program out right now and saying, oop, that doesn't work, that does.
Uh-huh.
There is an article, actually, not only government, but there is an article about the representatives from Nevada coming over to Arizona.
Oh, I did hear about that.
To look at their dispensaries and a grow room to see how they're sleep distributing the medicine is their key challenge, they think.
Yeah.
You know, into getting these programs enacted. People want to do it safely. You want to keep out of the hands of you know, the dealers, let's just say it. You know, there's them out there, but this isn't what it's about, you know. It's about medicine.
It's about medicine for people and patients, and it's a plant.
And it's a plant. Those who want to recreate, it's for them, too, to do with their leisure.
Because anything that feels good, people get to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes.
True.
Moderation.
Moderation. Alcohol
people.
Does give you a
come
little.
Come on, America. Bit. Let's get back to moderation. I think we need to get back to like serious
who
farming.
America does do anything in moderation. They don't drink in moderation, smoke in moderation.
No.
But yet they want us to use moderation or not use cannabis at all.
Yep. But they know. They know how good it is. How are the medicated brownies?
They taste delicious.
Are they good?
Very good.
And it just makes it feel even better when it says Happy Day on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That little touch of ice on the top is just like, hey, there's my reminder.
They're happy.
No idea how happy these will make you, but we made these up.
Well, they'll make
nice
for a happy
special.
Birthday.
Uh-huh. A happy birthday.
And I noticed the cake. That medicine and it is completely untouched.
Well, because it's so beautiful.
Actually,
has beautiful, there are marijuana leaves on
we're
it.
We're going to take a picture of that and put it online. So it's been organic. These are all organic
very
items
good.
Here.
Yummy.
Except for the frosting. Sorry, I had to run this last night late.
Frosting is okay if it's not organic.
We had to draw pictures and we didn't have anything except old frosting from years ago. We didn't want to do it to you guys. Could have been fun. It was from New York. Right. Well, let's see. In the news, we'll do a little news. We've got the birthday girls in. Chat about anything they want. It's up to them. We did get, oh my goodness, just if the sound effect works or not, but we, guess what?
What?
Guess what's in the studios now?
It's in the studios now.
Mary Jane Survival Guide number 6.
Number 6!
And it's going to come up in a second. Go, yay!
Yeah, I brought mine because I have too many windows open on my computer, and sometimes It just, it's easier to flip your page.
Yeah, it is. Hour and a half. We're good. So we'll do the Mary Jane Survival Guide. We've got some more empathy food for thought. We're reading the revised edition that is actually for sale at Tumbleweeds now. I threatened, and I made my threat good. I'm in touch with the author, Ivan. He is so awesome. He's on air with us and actually read from
for
his
our
own
year
book.
One year
Wednesday anniversary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. High five on that.
That was
Holy
a great
tomato,
show.
That was great. So, yeah, we've got some more empathy to read, and apparently there's some new and revised facts in here, because remember, we always made a little asterisk in our own reading saying this was older, but I think he's updated it with some newer facts now, so we'll read from that. So here's some Arizona news for those out there in Arizona who want to. Local news, the state-related medical marijuana dispensary industry that Arizona has approved in late 2010 is becoming a reality with three new retail shops opening this week.
Wow.
That's three more coming. So we've got seven. Two dispensaries were slated to open today, one in Glendale, the city that already supports the only medical pot facility in Phoenix metro area, and another in Eloy.
Oh, wow.
By next Monday, stores in Fort Mojave and should be open.
Oh, Bisbee's going to get one, huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
They're so way down there.
Well,
it's nice. Those patients, I remember being a volunteer at Tumbleweeds and coming
in. So long ago.
Patients coming in from Bisbee, Tombstone, Vista, and
all
having to drive 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're not to mention the ride back, which is through
security. Well, yeah, and you
security.
Don't even get your card or certified. I mean, you don't get it approved that day. You have to go back
right.
and come back again. So good for them.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's going to be a lot better for the patients down there.
It says, meanwhile, 11 others are in various stages of final approval for operating certificates by the Arizona Department of Health Services Diversity's program. This month
would be dispensary operators in Tempe, Marana, Deer Valley, and Sedona's requested DHS inspections, meaning it's possible that dispensaries open in those locations within a few weeks. Delay is possible for those operators depending on whether they meet their inspection criteria. Five dispensaries requested inspections in February and two requests in January, yet still haven't received their operating certificates for various reasons. We left a message for Will Humble, DHS director, and we'll let you know we hear from him. Susan, a biochemist who works for Jamestown Center in Eloy, says the dispensary is mainly run by pharmacists.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
They do not wish to give their full names at this time, she says, but their goal is to run shop like a retail pharmacy. The grand opening in Eloy was pushed back to Wednesday, Susan says, at which time the dispensaries will begin offering at least.
What happened?
I don't know.
My
news.
Bell always trying to find a page.
Oh, my gosh.
My news.
Where's the second half? Well, there you go.
Things are happening in
we
Eloy.
We have a ton of dispensaries opening. Thank you, guys.
With that said, we do the trivia question.
There you go.
Okay.
We do a trivia question. But I'm excited for dispensaries. I'm opening. Who here in this room has been in an actual dispensary?
I have.
We've got a couple people out of quite a few. So my first experience in a dispensary is California, and it seriously was wonky. My very first card, I couldn't believe I was actually getting a card, right? So the smile on my face is like, it's not even big enough for the card or vice versa. And then I went into this place in L.A., and it was like a crazy candy shop. I walked I don't know if they were medicated or not. They didn't sit, but they were the happiest people on the planet. And over to my right was a giant case of refrigerated medicated items.
Mm-hmm.
Juices, barbecue sauces, oils. I mean, anything you open up your cupboard, there was something in there that had to be refrigerated. And then they had a whole freezer section with Reese's peanut butter cups and ice creams. And, you know, they kept all the brownies and chocolates and, you know, suckers and lollipops. And then they kept all that cold and had shelves after shelves of medicine, just high quality, really good. I don't think they had their THC levels or any tested. I don't think it was a bigger thing back then. I got a while ago, 2005. I don't think that was such the thing to get your meds tested back then, like it's now, which is important. But it was unbelievable. There were seeds and there were things I didn't even know about. They had just all sorts of stuff, you know, the hashes and the oils and the tinctures, and I was just like,
a lot.
What kind of damage did you do to your pocketbook in this dispensary?
Oh, they accepted credit cards.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, I laid it down. I was like, hang on a second.
I'll take one of these.
And the sad part was, they had a loan officer waiting for us. They charged taxes. So after my $1,000 purchase, here comes the tax. And I was like, what? But they were cool because this particular dispensary, like with every ounce you bought, you got a free eighth. And so, you know, I mean, and their ounces went for anything from like 150 to 350. So, and the $150 ounces were spectacular. $350 ounces would last you a long time, huh?
Depending on what strains they were?
Depending on the quality, who grew them, all that good stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's that? The limited?
Yeah.
Could
you buy as much as you could afford?
I pretty much bought as much as I could afford that day.
Wow.
Yeah. They
How
didn't
much
remember
did
the
you
name.
Spend when you went back next week?
2 days later. Because I had to recalculate everything and it took that long under that much medication. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the little refrigerated area at some of those drinks, there's a place in Colorado called Dixie Elixirs. It's a patient's choice for alternative cannabis therapy. So it's actually cannabis infused drinks. They're just sparkling. There's some of the flavors are sparkling like currant, fresh squeezed blueberries, sparkling mandarin, sparkling grapefruit. Probably some of the things that you were probably seeing. Maybe probably different brands, but
sorry, we were having technical challenges. Place that I went into, I'm going to try and do this at the same time and fix this problem, but I was in there and actually served up, and I didn't really realize this, and I should have thought better, but it made it Slurpee.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, cool, they have Slurpees. And I didn't realize it, but it was medicated. And
that's awesome.
It was awesome. But they gave me a very tiny bit, and I was like, wow, it's a tiny bit of... Oh, that's why. I really just don't need very much more than a tiny bit.
Well, with the legalization...
But you could smoke in there, too. You could... They bonged me before I even got to the med counter.
This was in California.
Mm-hmm. Another one. This was up in Northern California. I went and they let me sample something that I could barely speak out. I took one hit of. That's just not fair.
That's hard.
Because now I'm going to spend a lot.
Yeah.
And not know it. I'm going to get home and be like,
good marketing. Come on. You got
to get home.
What is all this?
Yeah.
Well, with the two states being legalizing cannabis for recreational purposes and medical, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more people getting creative with cannabis, how to use it. And, I mean, we've already seen some really amazing things now, juices to tinctures to cooking with it. I think the movement, cooking with cannabis, and like how you said this morning, you know, everything was organic in the cake and the brownie.
Yeah.
I think mixing health and being healthy for you is something best because a lot of patients are so having that breakdown of the processed foods that you're into, the cakes or anything that you're making with cannabis probably be made all organically.
It should be.
You're putting medicine in it.
Right.
And you don't need any of the other processed
things.
You just
need pure food, which
exactly.
is what organic means. It's just pure food without all the additives and chemicals, and you don't want your body fighting you know, to get rid of those things. You want your body processing the nutrients from the medicine and the
right.
things you're putting in there, burning everything off, and then processing it.
Well, and I recently heard that, you know, things like suckers and gummies and things like that, things that you suck on and, like, put in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
tend to hit your body in mm-hmm. a way better way, and mm-hmm. it's kind of a little faster effective.
Well, that's what nerve endings underneath your tongue. Mm-hmm. It just allows for the medicine to go right to where it needs to.
Yeah, a lot of the homeopathic medicines will put
right under your tongue.
They use the...
I'm kind of messing around with coconut oil lately.
I love coconut
oil. And coconut oil is a great thing to cook your baked goods with.
Mm-hmm.
Because it the THC sticks to the fatty oil of the coconut, and it's easier for your body. Your body likes that more than any other.
Coconut oil?
Coconut oil.
Wow.
Which you can get a big tub at Costco for $21.
You can also
organic?
Get...
Organic. All organic. Good.
General grocery outlet store.
Grocery outlet.
$2.
I get
what?
A big
organic
can.
Coconut.
I get like a very nice-sized tub. It's called Luann's. You can get it at Walmart. It's less than $10. It's fantastic.
Organic?
It's all organic?
It's pure. Like, it's
organic.
Oil.
That's the difference. See?
It's a really big difference.
For those not concerned with being truly organic, this stuff is great, and it doesn't have a strong taste. So you can use it with anything, and it'll be good for you.
I've been cooking with it, and I've gone through half a gallon of it.
Doesn't
in the last
taste better?
It makes, I did, I sauteed some onions and garlic in it. And it was really delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, cooking with coconut oil is great. If you're making cannabis infused.
When Watermelon Girl was on the show last year, she was talking about the fat soluble food items,
mm-hmm.
and she cooked with salmon. She put her medication right on top of the salmon.
I want to try that.
That was the
salmon.
Salmon infused cannabis infused salmon.
How many places do you have this morning?
You just put your canna butter, or you just put your
ground cannabis
up and
like this,
put it up there,
and just sprinkled it on, and then foiled it over and stick up.
Oh, like a little heat pouch.
So I'm making
the salmon, and then you do it low and slow.
And then the salmon.
I'm making salmon patties for my birthday party to make those medicated for us.
Of them medicated. Absolutely. And if you want to come to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5301 East Broadway Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona, 85711, they've got cookbooks on how to cook all your cannabis. So come down. It's very important. What we're hearing around here is that the temperature factor in cooking cannabis is important, not to cook at a certain temperature. And to activate certain cannabinoids, you need to cook that such and such and such, which if I knew the exact ranges, I would be telling you that instead of
a little
such
chemistry
and such and such.
Goes into this.
Wah, wah. Little chemistry does go into this, and it goes
if you
a long
want
way.
To make it right.
So we'll have to figure that out. We're going to get a little cheat sheet of how to do a quick cut cannabis thing and what temperatures to cook and what activates what, and just some quick basic ideas. But you can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com or email them at thctucson@gmail. Ask for some recipes. And you know what? I bet there's a new recipe in Mary Jane's Survival Guide.
I bet you there is.
And you can reach them on Facebook.
Yes, Facebook them. And you know what? You can like them if you go on, if you already don't. Go on to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and there's a like us link there, and there's all sorts of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, THC Finder, Weed Maps, all sorts of things you can like us on and help us get popular right out there. There's no recipe? Come on.
Nope.
Did we really? They skipped recipes for the month?
They skipped recipes for the month.
Probably to make the journal bigger because people really like that journal. I'm going to go to mdasurvival.com. All right. Oh, right on. And it says, they don't have six up there. I don't have six in front of me. I'll share with Mr. Kidd here. But What's interesting in six now that you've got it in your hands? Thank you.
I know, I just love it that you just called me kid, but
Mr. Kid.
My partner called me the tumbleweed kid last night.
Oh, I was the tumbleweed kid. That's
so
our kid.
I thought that was funny. I thought you'd get a kid of that.
That's a good one. We're gonna...
I was like, that's not my name.
Oh, it is now.
You have to go
the
change all those
kid.
Shirts and everything.
Yep,
it is.
Should
we call you the cannabis man?
The cannabis man?
No.
The cannabis man.
The cannabis man.
There he is.
Wow. Let's see. Tips for finding a reputable mono doctor.
I got a little bit of water in my mouth.
This is good. Because you really should do a little research and maybe call the place you're going to get. Call Tumbleweeds before asking some questions. If they don't answer, please give them 24 to 48 hour bond before you yell at them. But email people. Check their websites out and ask friends where they went. But here's what Mary Jane Circle Guide says about tips on getting certified. Everyone wants to save a buck, but there are certain things that are important to consider when seeking out a medical marijuana doctor for evaluation. They want you to know, is the doctor experienced? Arizona licensed physician with medical experience. Okay, you can check that out. Probably just ask the people they're working for. Does the doctor have knowledge of how marijuana can affect various medical conditions? That's really, really important. You don't want to go see a medical doctor who's going to give you a recommendation for cannabis and then say, well, how can it help my MS or how can it help my fibromyalgia or cancer? And they go, well, I don't know.
And that's a great thing about Tumbleweeds is the volunteers here and the information already have the information for you.
So, yeah, just ask questions, though. You know,
ask questions.
It's really important.
And ask questions, are there extra fees for pitcher education or marijuana card application state uploads?
Yeah, some sites, some places will actually charge you extra fees to click the little certification button, which doesn't cost a darn thing. So for all those people that are getting ripped off out there, yeah, to cultivate, don't let them charge you anymore. Just come to Tumbleweeds. Get
them. Yeah, when they're honest,
least expensive.
It's a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, here's a really good question, and this is something that happens a lot, sadly. If the clinic goes out of business, who can be contact verifications? And here's our recommendation. Keep your medical records, people. Don't make other people responsible for your medical records. When you take your medical records to the doctor to get certified, let them make a copy, but keep your original self. They can make copies. And then take them with you when you go get your certification next time. Because a real legit certification center to ask you for your medical records, it's mandated by the state that they see them. And if they don't ask for them, I would be wary about that.
Very wary.
Very
yeah.
Wary.
And bring your coupons to Tumbleweeds because they'll beat you out there. And they do check your medical records. So it may take a little longer, but you know it's legit. And that's how we feel about that. And I hope we didn't go off air again. This could be doing some funky things to us right now.
Nope.
How are we doing, Tech Guy? We're good still? Okay.
He gave a thumbs up.
We got a thumbs up still. Okay. All right. What else you find in there?
Well, it says...
Girls.
I think that brownie hit me.
Someone in the couch not saying a lot, but Smiley.
She's her birthday.
She's
got a smile.
Yeah, she's got the bird glow. The birthday brownie glow.
So the one other thing is really good information that you get. Find out if they can provide information about the legality of using, growing, selling, and dispensing medical marijuana. If the place you're going can't answer any of those questions, then you should be very wary.
Yeah, you really need to do research before you go put yourself out there somewhere. And
we're allowing these people to look over your medical records if they're asking for them. Or
very
giving
personal.
You're giving them a lot of information.
Personal information.
Exactly.
You want to trust them. You want to feel good with them. You don't want to feel a cop of them, like I did with my first doctor. So
I shared the same experience.
Yeah, Tumbleweeds has an awesome doctor right now, Dr. Jasmine May. and come see her. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Yeah. That's exciting. New dispensary. So get certified so that you can get to these dispensaries, because I believe they only accept the card.
Right.
I think you have to have the card or you don't get to go in doors. And it's taking a while right now, actually, to get your card. It's probably at least 2 weeks these days. So be patient. AZDHS.gov. And you can check out the stat your own card. Or if you go to Tumbleweed Health Center, they have a link on their website that goes right to the state's website. Check out the status of your card. Because they're busy opening 11 more dispensaries.
Yeah.
Or awesome. 7 more dispensaries. Or however many more dispensaries.
Yeah. Yeah, 7.
So their article I read earlier about the number of CHAWs that they call them. They're the assigned areas that you can put your dispensary. And apparently there are 12 in Tucson, 11-ish, 12-ish here. That's a lot for this town.
Yeah.
Like there are 3 dispensaries in the town now. And if 9 more open, holy Toledo, that's one real around every corner.
It's a formula. The CHAWs are
they're formulated.
Health communities.
Yeah.
Drugstores that you need for the certain population that you have, and that's what the marijuana program seems to adopt as far as many dispensaries per population area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're seeing,
one per child.
Walgreens popping up, CVS on every single corner.
Yeah.
Walgreens seems to sometimes go right across from each other. Like remember 7-Elevens when they went in?
When they,
they were
like,
just like everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like Circle K, 7-Eleven, Circle K, 7-Eleven.
And it's like someone made a comment that's like each person runs the same store, they just run underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
These places are crazy. I saw anyway. But
well, if there's any listeners, call in, let us know if you've been to a dispensary, let us know
Let us know your experience.
Yeah.
So
we want to hear about it.
Around 1,200 pharmacies per CHAWs, but one dispensary per CHAWs.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe it'll grow.
Oh, for the whole state. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's 10-1.
10 for pharmacies.
So I think they capped 124, 126 dispensaries that can be in the whole state. And they're going to have another drawing.
But it's only
getting all hit, gonna. We're
going
to have a drawing. African boy, howdy. Go figure. I'm fixing to be there. Anyway, yeah, they're going to have another drawing. And because there were quite a few dispensaries that did not get picked or that were actually on reservation land, which... sadly, the reservations can't have dispensaries. Go figure. I think they're going to... Well, let me look that out, too.
Yeah.
Doug Banfelder is an awesome... He was on our show last year. He's just a great person in the community, president of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, I believe. He is... got an article. He has an article in here that says, the majority is with us. Americans like cannabis.
Yay!
Sound effect.
I'm kidding.
Have you spoken to a non-patient or caregiver, neighbor, friend, coworker, or even a random stranger about cannabis lately? What was their response? What did they say? If your experience has been anything like mine, the majority of our citizens will reply with something along the lines of, what's the big deal? Just legalize and tax it already, to which I say, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It is so a rapidly growing majority of Americans, and very importantly, likely voters, are rightfully ready to dropkick the war on drugs. In fact, a recent poll of 600 Arizona voters revealed that nearly 60% would prefer to keep the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, with 59% also saying they'd be okay with the tax and regulate program akin to the passed last November in Colorado and Washington.
Programs remain the best approach. However, as polling constantly proves that our fellow Americans have great concern for others. Last fall's ballot in Arkansas, the South, a medical initiative, and although the pro-MMJ campaign was underfunded, our Southern peers lost by 4%. with
less than 4%.
From less than 4%.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
With 51.44% saying no, which is 48.56% in support of Proposition 5. It won't be long before another attempt is made, and the next effort will likely find success.
Presently, there are medical cannabis bills in the legislatures of 7 states. Alabama, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Illinois, Kansas, and Iowa. And lagging a bit behind New England's neighbors, New York. Wow, even New York.
Yeah.
What is going on?
What's going on?
It's simple. There are very many positive factors converging among them. Momentum with CO and Washington, or with Colorado and Washington setting the pace. Expanding awareness of the plant's medical value, despite the opposition's increasingly desperate tactics. Additionally, and quite significantly, the average citizen's first-hand or at least second-hand familiarity with this drug, how many millions tried it in high school or college, perhaps partaking for a while, then moving into adulthood, their interest in pleasure displaced the pressures of career and family. But then, familiar with accepting of cannabis. Finally, there are now post-election, and apparently diminishing reductions in the likelihood of intervention. Although local politicians can tilting at windmills of public opinion. So, you know, the stigma is still out there, is what they're trying to get at. But it is being fought.
Well, while the national landscape is looking better and better, each locale has own challenges. Here in Arizona, we have county attorneys and state legislators who demonstrate absolutely no appreciation about abusing the public purse to further their political careers. What they miss in their zeal to play the small but vocal socially conservative base is that the majority of Americans are not appreciative of these attacks on the democratic process. So while American County Attorney Bill Montgomery pursues his appearing before the Arizona and United States Supreme Court, the state representative John Kavanaugh, Scottsdale, Fountain Hills, seeks to place the repeal of the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act on the ballot in November 2014. We need to keep our focus on the end game, staying on message and staying compliant with the hard-won AMMA. Only by doing so can we keep and consolidate the gains made by previous efforts, positioning ourselves for success in future campaigns aimed at expanding one's right to cannabis. Polling, whether by professionals sampling hundreds of opinions or our own conversations with our neighbors, tells us we're on the right side of history. Let's keep the good momentum going our way.
Yeah. This guy has awesome articles.
Yeah.
You too can have one. 5301 East. That always helps.
Come and pick one.
And how much does it cost?
They have it's a free. Lovely crimson.
Everybody contact this John Kavanaugh, Scott's Fountain Hills, and say, why waste money? We voted twice. We want to repeal this.
Yeah.
And
don't be a hater.
Handwritten letters
are
the most effective way to get across to these people.
They sure are. Everybody says that if you handwrite a letter, it speaks volumes. They get hundreds of thousands of emails and blogs all the time, but the ones that are, you know, you write 5 minutes worth of your,
your
thoughts.
You spent the time to take it. An email you can send in 2 seconds.
And put your $4 stamp on it now. It's like $4 now.
Exactly. Just raised from $3.50 to $4.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Keep it short, but handwrite it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, express yourself. Yeah, and do that. Write everybody and let them know how you feel, because that's how this stuff gets passed along. And
stand up for what you believe in.
Get up, stand up. That's right. What else we got in the guide here? Lots of proposals. You can check out, they've got grow shop information. Speaking of hydroponic stores, I was just there.
Arizona.
Love the grower's house.
The grower's house. Come on.
Spend so much time at the counter, and I won't put my credit card out because I know there's something else I need to buy.
You need to do another walkthrough.
I just know it. It's like shopping. Like, no, I just forgot something. I'm going to think about it any second now. I know it. But I did something yesterday that I thought was just a gimmick. I really did. I saw the counter, and I thought, nah, these don't work. It's just for fun. If you're and you've got a lot of lights in your grow room, I highly suggest getting those glasses, those blue glasses that block out the light or they show you what your grow room looks like when it's not under 80,000 watts of light. Mostly it texturizes and lets you look at your plants like they look like they're outside. It's really helpful for your eyes because I find that when I spend a lot of time in my room, I get headaches. Or start the little headaches. It's just a lot.
It's the power, you're mimicking the power of the sun for these plants. Mm-hmm. So it's walking into looking
blue
at the
blue blockers, or I don't know, blue.
Blockers, are they yellow?
They're blue. They block something, but they're great.
There's special rays that are beam.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Tumbleweeds will probably have them soon for sale.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So. Grower's House, 227 East Valencia. If you want to go get a pair now, they're like $20. They're cheap. They're going to save your eyes, and you'll see your grow room in a whole new light. Have you tried them before, Tech Guy? Yeah, in a whole new light. Yeah? Tech Guy's tried them? Yeah, exactly. He can't see anymore. He doesn't even
know.
You guys need a pair of these glasses. We might just get him some for Christmas. For Easter. Easter's coming. Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny shops at the Grower's House. com.
AZ Med Testing.
It is so important to get your meds tested. They will test for cannabinoid percentages. They make sure that there's no bugs and fungus in there. They look for aliens.
Make sure there's no aliens.
They send all aliens to Tumbleweeds to get certified. You know, kind of.
So 126 dispensaries are supposed to be coming in.
Medtest.com.
I know. And so are they going to be all using?
They don't have to. They're not required.
They're not required.
None of them are required, I don't think.
Interesting.
Yep.
We're going to be, I thought we had to perform to all these certain standards.
Well, patients have standards, and you would think that the industry would have standards as well, but I don't know that they have those standards.
I mean, we're seeing this with fruits and vegetables right now.
Yeah.
You know? Why is it just going into effect all over anything grown?
That's what I'd like to know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So, interesting. Go do get your meds tested there.
Yeah, do it. Get them tested. It's like $5.50 a gram, I think. It's not bad at all.
That much?
A gram.
Uh-huh.
That's
just
it.
Just a gram.
Just a tiny little bit. They send you back these really nifty reports, and they explain THC, CBD, CBN levels, and I think they're getting to do even more.
Good.
All the cannabinoids that help the endocannabinoid system.
Yes, and there are hundreds of them, I believe, but I don't think that they test for all of them.
They've only tested
421. I'm getting a sign on 421.
421.
Yeah.
And each one of the 421 does something different in the body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Hey, you want to know something? We have a caller. Is anyone just prank calling us?
Let's have a caller.
Let's have a caller. Throw them on air and see if they want to say anything. If not, don't say a word. You're live, we say.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? How are you?
You know, it's another day just working and making a dollar.
Yeah? Who do we have here on the line?
Well, we have the elusive and rarely seen Space King.
Oh. I had a feeling.
Yeah. Just wanted to call in and wish my special Space Queen a happy birthday.
Well, your royalty, we are honored to have you here. Holy, so we don't even know what to say.
Thank you, baby. Awesome. That's what we have to say.
That's awesome.
Well, here
we are.
Most excellent. Are you excited for our 126 to 3 to open?
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't be anybody with a card, us card holders. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in, King.
Thank you, caller.
Yep. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Awesome. Wow, perfect timing.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's great. Anywho. Uh-huh. Wow. Where were we? Just so many great things. Anyway, Mary Jane Survival Guy, we were talking about AVSing. They're in here. You'll find their ad in here. They've got a groovy little picture for their ad. It shows you cannabinoids, I think. Something like that. But this is Next Guide. It's down at Tumbleweeds. Also coming today, Tumbleweeds, you can pick up your copy of the Tucson Weekly at Tumbleweeds Health Center. They're going to stand now with their own rack of weekly guides. Yay! They're official. They feel like an official business now.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo. So that's awesome because every week, Mr. Smith writes an article about medical marijuana or marijuana, just in general, what's going on. So you can tell. It's really swell.
How do we get a job like that?
Lots of opinions. I'm not actually interviewed for
that
job.
Doesn't sound like a good job.
Yeah, it does sound like a good job. It sounds like a great job.
Hard, go get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's really where I'll fail.
I'm all right.
I can get a writer.
Well, and everybody has an opinion, of course. Let's see here. What else is going on? We've got Hempatheater Rum. It's 8:46. I can't believe it.
No, time just too much.
Oh, you're back with us? Space Queen's back.
I'm came back.
Well, the last we chatted, Planet Brownie was in effect. So come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and answer this trivia question.
Pataguaya is a term used to describe marijuana by which culture?
Ooh. Spell, please.
Pataguaya is a term used to describe marijuana by what culture? Again, come up to Tweets and answer that question, and you can win.
Okay, we've got the question out there to our bloggers, to our listeners. We know one radio listener out there. Hello. We're just going to say hello to you because you come in and collect all your free rolls. This person is one of our avid listeners every week. Howdy to you. We won't use names. So thank you, Space Queen. And since it's the birthday girls' birthdays, why don't we let them read some empathy?
The why and why not.
We'll make sure we get to a why and a why not page. We'll come back to that one next week. But holy Toledo. These are crazy pictures, girls. Half explaining these. Woo-hoo!
You know what? I took improv class.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
These pictures are so great.
Here we go.
All right. I got the why. So there's this room, and there's patients doing, like, IV hookups and stuff. Just trying to, you know, take their medical marijuana, you know, like we always do. And then the DEA busts in. And there's, like, SWAT all there, and there's one guy in a wheelchair down on the floor. It's craziness. They're, like, attacking these poor people trying to get better. So what it says is, why? War on drugs. The U.S. federal government over $15 billion
in
2010 on the war on drugs. Police arrested an estimated 858,408 persons for cannabis violations in 2009. Of those charged with cannabis violations, approximately 89% are charged with possession only.
Mm.
An American is arrested for violating cannabis laws every 30 seconds, which is terrifying. But
that's scary.
Yeah, I'm constantly alert because of that. Anyway, the average sentence for a first-time nonviolent drug offender is longer than the average sentence for rape, child molestation, robbery, and manslaughter. As our prisons rapidly fill to bursting, rapists, murderers are being given early release to make room for no parole drug offenders. While law enforcement continues to go after relatively easy drug violation arrests, every major city in this country has a record number of unsolved homicides.
Wow. That was deep.
Yeah, it is deep.
And maddening. Yeah. All right.
So I have Lady a why not. And there is a doctor. He's right in the middle of the room with a bunch of little kids all around him. And he's got pills and he's got syringes all thrown up in the air as the DEA has butted in here, too.
Whoa.
And so he's got like a daycare going on. Right? Literally, there's baby playing on the floor. Grandpa's coming to pick it up. I mean, it's madness in here with the drugs flying all over the place. And there's crazy. Tripping, their eyes are all googly. Crazy.
Not good.
Okay, so here's the why not. War on legal pushers.
Mm.
A new report conducted by ProPublica, Consumer Reports, and National Public Radio exposes off-label prescribing, drug company-funded speaking engagements, and illegal monetary and gift compensation programs, all designed to push as many drugs as the public as or onto the public possible. According to the report, the industry has spent roughly $7 billion in the past 3 years to pay out settlements for such practices. According to whistleblowers, drug companies routinely break the law to drug sales, even if they have signed compliance agreements promising to follow these guidelines. So that's why this doctor has just pills everywhere, kids everywhere. It's just people are going rampant with these medications. $7 billion. This is insanity.
Well, a lot of people are on multiple medications.
It is.
I mean, they'll take 6 or 7 a day.
Well, there's...
Or even more. I mean, some people are on 15, I've heard.
People are under the impression that if you just take a pill, everything's going to be fine.
Well, because that's media and all the commercials.
Yeah.
Right,
and they're paid to tell you that. It's pretty sad.
If it has a commercial...
it's real.
It's not another great one. If it comes from a plant, eat it. If it comes from a plant, if it's made by a plant, you know, like a big, huge corporation plant.
Oh.
So they were doing this play on words, which was pretty funny, too.
There are good medications out there.
Right.
Huh.
There is.
Yeah.
There are medications out there. I agree.
Naproxen is one.
But there are some out there that are being given and that are being misused. And I think... there's a balance, and I think just like we talked about alcohol, moderation. And we're just saying there's a healthier way if people are going to be using relieving drugs. This is one that should be put on the list.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
People pop Advil for a day, or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you
like
know.
Candy.
The number one.
Right.
Drugs.
They get ulcers and then need another
right.
pill for
and
that.
Another pill for that.
Constipated.
Like our pills are making us sick. There's pills that are making us sick over and over again.
Well,
so.
I think that's probably the thing a lot of, you know, sadly, corporations and stuff. We had one of our blogger got the answer correct, I believe. I have the secret message. So,
him.
Yeah, him, her. So they got the answer, I believe. Let me see the card. Just real quick, I'll secretly look and just, yep, they did.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay. We won't say it out loud, though, for people coming down to Tumbleweed.
Too bad they can't
yet.
Come down to Tumbleweed.
I
have a surprise for that.
The questions on Facebook are so easy.
Do we ship to the Netherlands?
No.
Okay. No.
We want to go there.
wow, okay, so we don't.
I wanted to bring one up, a little news article that I saw on CIN. It's called giving the actual plant trimmels in small moderations, helping out with joints and things like that. So I couldn't find it, but I just wanted to admit that, do some research on it about dogs get hip dysplasia, and it makes it hard for them to walk as they get older. Preventive health care with medical cannabis, you're not cooking it, so it's not really in those psychoactives, which will not hurt your dog.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about your dog getting just feeding them a little bit of a bud or well,
even a leaf.
A leaf. Mm-hmm. I know. I've seen people give just a little bit of the bud to their dog or their cat.
My dog loves it.
Your dog loves it.
Yeah.
And you and
he eats
how dog and
he's a lab. He's 100 pound, and he will eat any part of it, whether it's fresh. That's his favorite. He loves like teeny tiny buds at the bottom of the plant. Well, he eats the whole thing, but he'll eat it all. Leaves. You know, dried stems, he's not such a fan of. He'll chew on to get a flavor, spit it out. He dried, so if I go put a little in my bowl, he gets a little pinch for himself. Hip surgery, all that stuff. So
and how old is he?
He will be 6 this summer, my little boy, Mr. Sully Man.
He's a big, but he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
He's
a 100-pound lab. But I think he likes it. Maybe it's helpful for him, too. But
dogs, I think dogs.
Oh, yeah, he does. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. He'll whine if he doesn't get to have some.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
Well, you know, dogs can smell fear, and I'm sure they can smell good, too.
Have pet and marijuana stories, go ahead and call in with us.
Yeah, if you have questions about who you can get pot to.
Me.
And, you know, animals are an important part of our lives, and I think keeping them healthy and it being used and seen as a medicine or a preventative care for hip dysplasia, any kinds of bones.
It's a preventative medicine, which is something that Americans need to look at. It's just that. As a preventative, you take it daily, you can juice it. It's another juice. Blend it up with something else that you like the taste of, because, you know, just juicing on its own might be a little
intense.
It's
a little much. And once again, they're psychoactive, so you're not going to...
You will feel good.
You will feel good.
You'll
have a little
feeling
of, your body,
hey,
it's kind of saying thank you.
Yeah,
it's interesting. You're set for a little happy inside. It feels
really refreshed.
Yeah, it's an interesting feel.
So juicing with any part of the plant.
You can eat it raw, chop it up, stick some in yourself if you like.
Salad dressing.
Yep.
Yummy.
Yep.
Many ways of cooking with cannabis and making you feel better.
Yeah.
But also with dogs and cats.
Cannabis pesto.
Cannabis pesto.
Ooh. We like that. I think we're all going home right now.
We need a food morning, like they do in the morning shows.
We could have a YouTube cooking demonstration. You won't see our faces. You'll just see a bunch of hands in the mix and it's yums and oohs and ahs. We'll just
That's
point
great.
The camera down on the food. Yeah, we'll get dressed up for that.
That's great.
We'll think about that. That would be a lot of fun.
Fun.
What is coming up?
We have
the Medical Festival of Education at Tumbleweeds Health Center. AZ for Normal, awesome organization that helps support the reform of cannabis laws and such. They are going to Tumbleweeds Health Center put on this Festival of Education on April 20th at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5301 East Broadway. Noon, I think it's going to start at noon. Meducation hours will still be available. There will be bands. I think there are a number of bands already signed up to play. We're going to have
some vendors.
We're going to have a bunch of vendors like we did for the anniversary of Tumbleweeds Health Center. We're going to have vendors and demonstrations out there. We're going to have a psychic out there, massage, artists. We're going to have our Dr. Jasmine May will be there. She confirmed
questions.
To talk to our patients out there, future patients.
Anyone that has any questions?
We've got some almost combinations from Vapor Smoke, Stealth Products, AZ Meds. We're hoping that they come. Come on, guys. Yay. Woo! Come on down like you did to the anniversary event. That was awesome. It's so great.
Time.
It's really good to see the canopy come together, because usually you don't find a place to go and chat about marijuana and feel okay about it.
Yeah.
You know? And when you're with organizations and doctors and nurses and other patients and future wannabe patients, it's important to be there, not only to get educated, but to help educate them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more we're all out there educating everybody about the plant, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, and it helps the community see how serious this medicine is to the patients, the doctors, the nurses, the people who take care of it, deal with it. So it should be a good time.
Oh, it's going to be great.
And that starts?
Noon, April 20th. Come on down, 5301 East Broad Boulevard. Come on down to Tumbleweeds. If you're a patient, you can come for Meducation Hours. There will be a class that we're not sure what. It'll be a surprise. Let's see. Stay tuned for a mystery interview. We're not sure yet. Got some confirmations on the way. A lot going on. Get certified. Spring is here. It's a beautiful time to get your card. $99 specials. We'll beat any prize, match any prize, give you a free prize. Bring your coupons. Come on down.
Coming in for a trivia question.
And why don't you repeat that one more time?
Once again. Excuse me.
Once again.
Once again. Here's the question. Potaguaya, P-O-T-A-G-U-A-Y-A, is a term used to describe marijuana by what culture? You can also read that on Facebook for Tumble Center. We have it on there.
Wow, that was fast. It's also on the blog. You're blogging through Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you don't get this question.
Like I said, it's really easy.
Someone from the Netherlands already. That's
the only
I'm
thing
saying.
We're not,
not
giving
saying.
You is the answer.
Just saying.
I'm sure you have a search bar right next to your address.
Seriously, copy and paste, folks.
Or you could do what we do in school. Go down to the library. Ask for one of the cards. Get the library in. Pull out the card. Go find the author. I'm in the wrong shit. Dang it.
Well,
we
are
on fire.
On fire. Definitely on fire.
We are. All right. Stay tuned next week for We Don't Know What. And we'd like to thank the birthday girls.
Yes,
happy
birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We would like to
luck
say,
out
yeah,
there.
Have
I hope you
birthday.
Celebrated St. Patrick's Day with
if
lots of
free things.
If you have
any space queen, come and bring it to New York. Look
for me. We would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, AZ Medicine, Mary Jane Survival Guide, and Tumbleweeds Health Center for allowing us to use their beautiful health center to host Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. Stay tuned for more awesome shows. Thanks to the audience. Hey. And we're going to end with our pot song, but remember,
be smart,
be safe,
be safe.
And educate.
We stay away.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. I got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned-ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in the Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket.
know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war.